Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you. I am humbled by the opportunity, and I hope that the Lord will bless you through this message.
谢谢大家给我今天这样的机会，在你们中间传讲信息。 也求神真是保守我今天所传的信息。
The scripture will be in Matthew chapter 2.
今天的经文在马太福音第二章。
And the title, as you can see in your bulletin, is Wise Men Still Seek Him.
在我们周报的这个讲，今天所讲的题目是，聪明的人，有智慧的人依然在寻求他。
The coming of the Magi
博士的到来
was clearly after the birth of Jesus.
很明显的是在耶稣基督诞生之后。
There are major scenes set up.
有一个很重要的一个这样场景。
That show them at the manger.
显示他们在马槽这个地方。
And it is very nice to look at.
我们常常会看见，是非常漂亮的。
And there is truth to the fact that the Magi did come.
的确有一些地方，有一些部分是真实的，因为博士的确曾经到去寻访耶稣。
But we will see that they came to a house, and Jesus was referred to as a child and not a babe.
但我们会在经文中可以看到，他们来到了这样的一个，在来到这个房子，然后耶稣在我们的经文中是提到他是一个孩子，而不是一个婴孩。
So as we begin reading,
所以当我们开始读经文的时候,
in verse 1,
从第一节,
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the day of Herod the king,
在希律王执政的时候, 耶稣生在犹大的伯利恒,
Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?
有几位博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说, 那生下来做犹太人王的在哪里?
Not only does the scripture show that after Jesus was born, did they arrive?
这经文告让我们看见耶稣诞生之后，博士们才来。
But they arrived with expectation.
而且他们是带着一种期待的心情来到这里。
Not wondering if the one born of the Jews was there.
不仅仅是知道这个犹太人的王要降生在这里。
But they came expecting to already find him because of the star.
他们跟随着那星来到，也期待能够马上找到这样这个孩子。
And they say, for we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
经文说，我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜朝拜他。
They not only say how they came by seeing the star, but also the purpose for which they came.
我们看见不仅仅是他们是跟着星而来，而且看见他们来的目的是要朝拜。
They came for one purpose, and that was to worship this one born King of the Jews. Many ask,
有很多人会问,
why they came or how they knew of the star?
他们是怎么来的? 他们怎么知道这颗星会带他们来呢?
And there are many stories available.
有很多个版本的这个故事。
Some say that some Jews earlier had left with the Torah and had given this information to the people in the east.
有些人说是以前犹太人所留下的这个法典能够留下了这样的信息。
And others say that the prophecy in Numbers chapter 24, beginning in verse 15, with Balaam's prophecy.
其他人会要指到民数记24章巴兰的预言。民数记24章。
And that this prophecy was understood by them, if you turn there for a moment.
他们都了解理解这一段的预言，如果我们打开民数记24章。
Beginning in verse 15.
从第十五节开始，24章第十五节。
He took up his discourse and said,
他就作歌说,
The oracle of Balaam, the son of Beor,
比尔的儿子巴兰说,
And the oracle of the man whose eye is opened.
开着眼的人说,
The oracle of him whose ears the word of God.
那得听人的话语,
and knows the knowledge of the Most High.
明白至高者的知识,
who sees the vision of the Almighty.
得见全能者的意象,
falling down yet having his eyes uncovered.
身体扑倒而眼目睁开的人说,
I see him but not now.
我看见他却不是现在,
I behold him, but not near.
我望见他却不是近处。
So far he has said,
到这里为止，他说
，So far the prophet has said that he's foreseeing the coming of one.
先知说他已经预见有一位将要来到。
In verse 17 it says, "A star shall come from Jacob."
十七节说，必有一星从雅各而出。
A scepter shall rise from Israel.
必有一杖从以色列兴起。
And shall crush through the forehead of Moab.
他必打碎摩亚的额角。
And tear down all the sons of Sheph.
粉碎一切舍特人的头。
Edom shall be a possession.
他必得以东做产业。
Seir its enemies also will be a possession.
又得仇敌之地希尔做产业。
While Israel performs valiantly.
只有以色列人成为强壮。
One from Jacob shall have dominion.
有一位从雅各而出的必掌大权。
And will destroy the remnant of the city.
他要除灭城中余下的人。
Here we see in verse 17.
在十七节我们看到。
That Balaam's prophecy included a star rising from Jacob.
巴兰的预言中包括有一星从雅各而出。
And in verse 19.
十九节。
The one from Jacob shall have dominion.
从雅各而出的必掌大权。
So therefore it is thought that these wise men knew that one day there will rise out of Israel one who will have dominion over all. And so therefore their coming in worship was to pay homage to the one who will ultimately rule over all.
掌大权的王献上他们的敬拜。
And we know from our opportunity today of having complete scripture,
我们今天因为有整本的圣经而知道
that this one will come.
这一位的确会来。
We know because of Daniel's prophecy,
我们知道也是因为在但以理书有这样的预言。
In chapter 9,
但以理书第九节
that the anointed one,
被受膏的那一位
would come,
他将会来到
and then would be cut off,
他将会被铲除
but yet would come again.
但是他将会再一次的来
And so this babe that was born in Jerusalem,
所以这位在耶路撒冷生下的小婴孩
came at the timing fulfilled,
他来的时候正是实现这样的预言
from Daniel chapter 9,
就是在但以理书第九章的预言
And the prophecy of 70 periods of 7 years.
以及在那里所提到的70个期。
Israel knew this.
以色列人、列人都知道。
For they knew that Nehemiah's decree.
因为他们知道
Nehemiah.
耶西米王的所定的。
In Daniel chapter 9.
在但以理书第九章。
Prophesied from the issuing.
他预言了。发出这样的决定
of the decree
一个决定是要重修
to rebuild and restore Jerusalem
是恢复和重建耶路撒冷
until the anointed one
直到受膏的那一位
would be cut off
被剪除
would be 62 and 7 sevens
这样的一段时间是62
This is in Daniel chapter 9.
这是在但以理书第九章。
And it speaks of the anointed one coming and then being cut off and having nothing.
提到说受膏的那一位来到被暂时并但是会被剪除。
The years from the issuing of the decree of Nehemiah.
耶西米记载的这个时间。
To the day when Jesus was born,
直到耶稣基督诞生的这一天
was in keeping with the timing,
的确是按照这样的时间
for him to be cut off after 483 years.
在483年之后他会被除灭
But getting back to the reason the Magi came,
但是回到我们所说的为什么博士们会来
was because the Jews, excuse me, I'm sorry,The reason the Magi came was because they saw that star.
博士们会来是因为他们看到了那一颗星。
And they followed that star.
他们就跟随着这星。
For up to 2 years.
一直走了两年。
This can be seen in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 16.
这个在马太福音第二章第十六节中可以看到。
says, then when Herod saw that he had been tricked by the angel,
其遇见自己被占星家愚弄了,
he became very enraged and sent and slew all the male children.
就大怒, 于是照着他从, 从, 从博士所问的日子, 下令把伯利恒和附近地方两岁以下的孩子都全都杀死。
who are in Bethlehem and all its vicinity from 2 years old and under. So basically, Herod knew when the star had appeared. And so,
所以希律大概知道这颗星是什么时候出现的,
which was 2 years previous to this event.
就是这样, 这个事件发生的大概两年之前,
going back to Matthew chapter 2, I'm sorry, in verse 2.
我们回到第二章的第二节,
says, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
那生下来做犹太人王的在哪里? 我们看见他的新出现, 特来朝拜他。
These are men who considered this one who was born to be worthy of 2 years of their life.
这几位博士认为, 这位犹太人的王值得他们花两年的时间在路上,
for the opportunity to worship,
为了这样来朝拜他的机会,
and then 2 more years spent returning to their place of origin.
然后再花两年的时间回到他们的本乡。
By this time in the brief life of Jesus,
在耶稣生命中这样短暂的一个时候,
the shepherds had seen angels on the night he was born,
牧羊人在他降生的那晚上看见天使,
and proclaimed that message to those who lived in Bethlehem.
然后把这样一个好消息向耶路撒冷的人宣告,
and then also Simeon and Anna, who were humble servants of God,
并且有西面和安娜他们俩都是主忠心的仆人,
met Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus,
见到了耶稣和他的父母亲约瑟和玛利亚,
in the temple when they went for purification.
当他的父母亲把耶稣带到圣殿中洁净的时候, 西面和安娜见到了耶稣。
In Luke chapter 2, verse 27 to 32.
这是在路加福音第二章。
Although these proclamations were made by the shepherds and by Simeon and Anna in the middle of the temple,
虽然牧羊人曾做这样的宣告, 西面和安娜在圣殿中也做同样的宣告,
yet the knowledge of the birth of this one escaped the king and the religious leaders all the way to this point.
但是似乎, 国王和那些宗教的领袖们对于这样的事情并不知道。
God has a way,
神有他的方式,
of keeping information from those who he does not want to have it until the right time.
神用他的方式, 让这样的消息, 不被当权的人所知道, 只等到他的时候。
An example of this could be found in Deuteronomy chapter 2.
在这个例子可以在生命记第二章。
In this chapter,
在这第二章中,
Israel had already come out of Egypt and wandered the desert for 40 years.
以色列已经从埃及出来了,在旷野地里漂流了40年。
And when God's timing came,
当神的时候到了,
to bring Israel toward the promised land,
要将以色列人带到应许之地,
he told Moses,
神就对摩西说,
now I will begin to put the fear of you in all the peoples.
现在我要使人都惧怕你。
It is all about God's timing.
所以一切都是按着神的时间。
And so therefore, now that the Magi came from the east, the star had disappeared, and so they approached the palace.
所以当博士们来到这个地的时候,那星不见了,所以他们就来到王的宫殿。
They came to the palace because the star they could not see.
他们来到王的宫殿是因为他们不再看到那星。
So they went to the place where you would expect to find one born king of the Jews.
所以他们只能到了王宫,期待着希律王会知道犹太人的王生在哪里。
As you can see in verse 3,
我们可以从第三节看到,
when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him.
希律王听见了就心里不安,
we could understand why Herod would be troubled.
我们可以理解希律为什么不安,
for he was actually an Edomite and not a Jew.
因为他其实并不是犹太人,
that would be he is a descendant of Esau.
他就是说他其实是以扫的后代,
and not of Jacob.
而不是雅各的后代.
He was actually put in place by Caesar Augustus.
他是被阿古斯大帝任命为犹太人的王,
to rule over the Jewish people.
来统治整个犹太地的人.
So when one is announced to be born king of the Jews,
所以听到说有犹太人的王降生,
he obviously became very troubled.
很显然的他就心里不安.
For Herod was a corrupt ruler,
因为希律其实是一个贪腐败的王,
who paid for his position,
他是用金钱买到了他亲近的地位,
and was threatened by anyone that could expose his position.
所以任何人会威胁到他的王位的, 他都会觉得不安.
Herod in fact killed one of his wife and some of his children.
我们实际上也知道, 希律王曾经杀害他的一位妻子和他的一些孩子,
thinking they were devising a plan to overthrow him.
以为他们在共谋要推翻他的这样的一个计谋.
But in verse 3, when it says Jerusalem was troubled as well,
但第三节我们看见耶路撒冷合成的人也是不安.
This comes as a surprise, for they were waiting for the Messiah.
这个其实让人惊讶, 因为他们应该是在期待着弥赛亚的来到,
the anointed one,
就是那位受膏者,
the one Daniel spoke of,
那位但以理书曾经预言的,
they knew his timing had come.
他们知道这位受膏者的时间已经到了,
but yet they were troubled.
然而他们还是不安.
They were troubled because
这是因为,
they had learned to be rich and powerful in their positions.
他们习惯在自己的地位上过着舒适和过着有权力的生活.
As a result, they were very comfortable in the wealth they had achieved and the position they had achieved.
因此他们对他们的财富、他们的地位都觉得非常的舒适.
The coming of the Messiah would mean an interruption in their newfound wealth and in their power.
然而弥赛亚的来到意味着会打断他们这样舒适的生活以及他们的积累的财富.
We are warned in the Word of God to be very careful about falling into such traps.
神的话警戒我们不要落入这样的试探、这样的网络之中.
And the world can easily cause any of us to fall into such traps.
因为世界很容易会让我们落入到这样的陷阱之中.
In 1 John 2, 15-16,
在约翰一书, 第二章15到16节,
it says, do not love the world or anything in the world.
是说不要爱世界和世上的东西.
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
人若爱世界,爱父的心就不在他里面了.
For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world.
原来世上的一切就如肉体的私欲、眼目的私欲和今生的骄傲, 都不是出于父,而是从世界来的.
But those who were supposed to be the shepherds of Israel,
这些宗教的领袖们应该是以色列人的牧人,
those who were supposed to be putting the people first and teaching the people about the coming Messiah,
他们应该是以人民的利益为先,然后教导他们弥赛亚的来到.
They took their eyes off of that which was important.
然而他们把他们的眼目从重要的事情上面转开,
and became entangled in the things of the world.
然后被世界和世界上的东西所缠绕.
Herod, however, was a man who was corrupt.
希律是一个败坏的人.
And people such as Herod always live in fear. They have no peace.
像希律这样的王,希律这样的人, 永远都只能生活在恐惧之中, 没有平安.
Because Herod was such a man, he knew how to be deceitful and how to get his way.
希律他知道怎么样,
So having heard that one was born king of the Jews,
所以当他听到有犹太人的王降生,
he immediately wanted to find out how he could find this one so he could destroy him.
他马上想着要如何来找到这个婴孩，如何来除灭他。
If you look with me beginning in verse 4,
如果我们大家一起来看, 从第四节,
he says, gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them as to where the Messiah was to be born.
基利就召集所有的祭司长和民间的文士，问他们基督应当生在哪里。
Notice they did not need to go look in the books. They did not need to go and search for where the Messiah was to be born.
他们并不需要查找经书去来看弥赛亚应该生在哪里。
They knew it readily.
他们马上就已经知道了。In
verse 5,
在第五节,
they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet.
他们回答在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知在书上说，
and you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah.
犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大并不是最小的。
For out of you shall come forth a ruler.
因为必有一位君王从你那里出来。
There was no disagreement. There was no thinking about it. They knew. They had been to rabbinical school.
无可置疑的，他们知道耶稣应该生在哪里。
They all knew Micah chapter 5, the prophet Micah, in chapter 5 verse 2, prophesied the location of the birth of this child.
他们也都知道先知在弥迦书曾经预言耶稣降生的地点。
For it was in Bethlehem Ephrathah.
就是在以法他的伯利恒。
In Judah.
在犹大。
So it says in verse 7, when Herod secretly called the Magi, and determined from them the exact time the star appeared.
第七节说，西律暗中把博士招来，仔细查问他们那颗星什么时候出现。
Deceitful people always try to scheme to get what it is they want.
这个虚伪，不是虚伪，有心计的人总是用各种办法来获得他们所想要的。
Likewise, you will see here that the first things Herod did.
所以就像在这里我们看见基律第一件事所做的事情
was find out where this child would be born and when this child would have been born.
就是查问出什么时候在什么地方这个小孩要出生。
So the Magi, having told him when the star appeared,
博士们告诉他这颗星出现的时候,
Herod then deployed them
然后西律然后就派他们
to go find the child and return and tell him where he was.
去找到这个小孩子,然后回来报告给他。
In verse 8,
在第八节,
it says, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me, so that I too may go, come and worship him.
然后派他们到伯利恒去,说你们去细心寻访那小孩,找到了就来告诉我,我好叫我也去拜他。
We will always find that those who are deceitful
我们常常会看到那些阴谋家们,
and not sincere in their desire to seek out the Lord
那些心里不是坦诚地去寻找神的,
will often use religion and piety to try to cover up their deceit.
常常会用宗教以及他们的敬虔的外表来隐藏他们内心真正的目的。
And so also here he says that he too may come and worship him.
就像西律在这里说，说好叫我也去拜他。
On hearing this in verse 9,
博士们听到这样的话,
it says they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the east went on ahead before them until it came and stood over them in the place where the child was.
第九节就说，他们就听命去了，他们在东方看见那颗星。
Notice this star.
我们注意这颗星,
had stopped appearing before them when they arrived in Jerusalem.
当他们来到耶路撒冷的时候就停止出现。
So therefore the message of the promised one, the anointed one,
所以受膏者的消息,
finally reached the ears of the king.
最终达到了国王的耳里。
And then once that news was given,
这个消息一旦被国王知道了之后,
and the Magi were told that they were to go to Bethlehem, the star reappeared when they were on their way.
博士也听西律的吩咐去寻找小孩子。
Notice that the star did not appear until they were on their way to Bethlehem.
这颗星就出现了，我们注意到这颗星一直等到他们出了耶路撒冷城才又再次的出现。
So also the Lord would expect us to use ordinary means to go as far as we can.
因此也是让我们看见主会期待我们用我们所力所能及的能够做成我们力所能及的事情。
And then he will show us the way.
而然后他会让把他的道路指示给我们。
It is first important for us to walk in faith.
所以第一首先重要的是要我们要凭着信心来行走。
And then in that faith he will respond.
在这样的信心之中神就会回应我们。
It says in verse 9,
第九节说
that when they saw the star in the east,And it went before them and stood over the place where the child was.
他们在东方看见那星，突然在他们前头，一直行到小孩子的地方，就在上面停住。
And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy.
他们看见那星的时候就欢喜极了。
They did not just have happiness.
他们不仅仅是普通的高兴。
They had joy.
他们有欢乐。
There is a difference between happiness and joy.
高兴和喜乐之间是有一个不同的地方。
Happiness is something that comes when an event is joyous to us.
我们通常是因为某件事情的发生而感到高兴。
But then can leave when times of sorrow come.
但这种感觉一旦我们有悲伤的时候就会走，就会不见了。
But joy is something that is inside that is deep.
但是喜乐是在我们内心深处的。
For example, in the death of a loved one who knows the Lord Jesus.
比如说，当我们所亲爱的有某一位，他们已经信主了，离开我们，就是离世之后。
Although our heart will grieve.
虽然我们的内心也会悲伤痛苦。
Yet inside there will be the joy of knowing we will see them again.
然而我们内心深处知道我们将来还有一天会在天家与他们见面，因此我们仍然有喜乐。
The same is true of a sickness that comes upon us.
同理的，如果我们身患疾病，我们也一样。
Although our body may be ravaged, yet we know that one day when we reach heaven, that will be in the past.
虽然我们的身体会有痛苦，但是我们知道，当有一天我们进入天家之后，这些事情都会成为过去。
This is why Paul told the Thessalonians.
所以保罗就对腓撒罗尼迦的人说
，Not to grieve as those who have no hope.
不要像那些没有指望的人一样伤心。
Over their loved ones who have died.
如果他们有他们所亲爱的人去世的话。
It is not that we are not to grieve, but we have the joy inside of knowing that we will see them again.
并不是说我们就绝对不要悲伤，而是说我们有这样的喜乐，是因为我们知道有一天会再一次见到他们。
In verse 11, when the Magi came to the house.
十一节我们看见他们。博士们来到了这个房子里。
It says after coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him.
进了房子，看见小孩和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜他。
First, these wise men were truly wise because they did not stumble at the lowly conditions they found this child.
首先，这些博士们的确是有深智慧的人。他们并没有因为这个房子的贫寒的情况而就被绊倒。
Although he should have been in royal robes and in a palace, he was in a small, humble estate.
虽然耶稣应该是在皇宫中降生，有一切的荣华富贵，然而他却降生在一个普通的一个马槽里。
We know that the star stood over the house, so there was no doubt in their mind that this was truly the child.
我们看见说那颗星在小孩子的地方在上面停住了，所以他们知道的确这个小孩子就在里面。
And it says the first thing they did was they fell to the ground and worshipped him.
说他们做的第一件事就是俯伏敬拜他。
They did not merely come in and bow.
博士们并不只是鞠了一躬。
They did not come in and just stand in awe.
也并不是在惊奇之中就站着观看。
But they took the position of one who is lower than the one in whom they are addressing.
博士们向他敬拜，这个礼节就是让一个你向一个地位比你高的人所行的。
There is no record of them bowing or worshiping Herod.
经文并没有记载他们曾经去敬拜七律王。
But to this child, they bowed humbly.
然而他们是非常谦卑的俯伏拜这个小孩子。
After they worshipped him, if you look in verse 11, it says, Then opening their treasures, they presented him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
十一节说，当他们俯伏敬拜他之后，然后打开宝盒，把黄金、乳香和末药作为礼物献给他。
Note that first they worshipped.
我们注意到他们首先是敬拜，俯伏敬拜他。
Then they offered their gifts.
然后才把他们的礼物献上。
So likewise, it is foolish for anyone.
同样的。
To offer gifts without worshiping the Lord.
如果我们只是献上礼物而不来敬拜我们的主，也是愚昧的。
For the treasure our Lord wants.
因为主所想要我们想要的
is our heart.
就是我们的心。
An offering of gifts.
我们所献上的礼物
is merely an outward expression of what is in the heart.
只是我们心中对他敬拜在外面的体现。
And so, therefore, it is right first to worship.
所以我们首先来敬拜他是正确的。
And in a humble position in which we fall down prostrate.
我们也是以谦卑的心来俯伏敬拜他。
After worshiping this child,
拜完了这个小孩子之后
they stayed one night,
他们停留了一个晚上
and then began their journey back.
然后开始了他们回家的路程。
We notice because of verse 12,
我们知道是因为看到十二节中说
we notice that they were warned by God in a dream, which means they were sleeping, so they stayed that night.
我们看到他们在梦中得到主的指示。
And they were warned by God not to return to Herod, but instead to leave for another way to their country.
主指示他们不要回到西域那里去，要从别的路回乡去了。
Again, the best laid plans.
我们再一次看到，即使是最精心设计的计划。
Of those who are deceitful.
那些阴谋家所设的诡计。
Will find that their plans fail.
也会看见他们的计划失败。
In Proverbs 21, verse 30. We're told there is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord.
箴言第二十一章第三十节，如果我们看箴言第二十一章第三十节。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25.
说任何智慧、聪明、谋略都不能抵挡耶和华。
We're told the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom. And the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength.
同样的，哥林多前书第一章二十五节也说，神的愚笨总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人刚强。
The reason no plan can succeed against our Lord.
没有任何一样计谋可以抵挡神的原因是。
Is because he knows the end from the beginning.
因为他从幕后就从起初就知道幕后。
Psalm 139.Says that before a thought is on my tongue, O God, you know it completely.
诗歌一百三十九首说，在我口中还未出的话，你已经知道。
In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 17, says it is foolishness to spread a net in full view of the birds.
箴言第一章十七节中也说，在飞鸟眼前张网是徒然的。
I wish I knew this verse when I was young.
我希望我当我年轻的时候就知道这样一段经文。
There were times me and my friends would get a cardboard box and prop it up with a stick and a string.
以前我和我的朋友曾经用一个盒子，用一根枝子，用一根树枝子把它支撑起来。
And put breadcrumbs underneath the box.
在盒子下面撒一些面包渣。
And then we would go and hide, wait for the birds.
我们就走开藏起来，等待这个小鸟飞来。
The birds would be up in the tree branches.
鸟儿就在树上看着。
But they knew better.
但他们知道不会来上当。
So also, in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 17,
因此在箴言一章十七节中说，
God is saying it is foolishness for man to conspire against God.
在这里说，人图谋来阻挡神是愚蠢的。
For he sees all things.
因为他看见万事。
And so therefore, the Magi left in a different direction.
因此，博士们就从别的路上回去了。
It says in verse 13, now when they had gone,
在十三节中说，他们走了之后，
Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
主的使者在梦中向约瑟显现,
and said, Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt.
说起来, 带着孩子和他母亲逃到埃及去,
and remain there until I tell you.
留在那里直到我再指示你,
for Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him.
因为希律要寻找这孩子,
the first thing I would like you to see here is where the angel told Joseph, Get up. A sense of urgency.
这里我首先想让大家看到的是, 当主的使者叫约瑟起来的时候, 有一种紧迫感。
There are times when God speaks to us about doing something now.
有时候神会向我们说话, 让我们马上做一些事情。
And if we don't respond when God tells us to respond,
如果我们没有按照神的心意来回应,
it could mean trouble.
可能会给我们带来灾祸。
Or it could even be a missed opportunity to lead someone to Christ. So therefore, Joseph obeyed the angel. In verse 14, so Joseph got up and took the child and his mother while it was still night and left for Egypt. The other thing that you notice is that there was no time limit given.
另外一点我们也看到, 其实天使并没有给他一个时间的限制。
Sometimes God tells us something.
有时候神向我们告诉我们一些事情的时候,
and we respond to the point in which we know.
我们按照自己所知道的来向他回应,
and then we feel we're put into a holding pattern.
然后我们就好像感到神就让我们一直在等待。
And we wonder where God is.
在这等待的时候, 我们常常会想神到底在哪里?
Why has he not given us the rest of what he told us?
为什么不把其他的事情都告诉我们?
But God has his timing.
但神有他自己的时间。
And although we do not see the end,
虽然我们看不到结局,
he sees the end.
神知道结局。
And if Joseph and Mary and Jesus had come back,
如果约瑟、玛利亚和耶稣回到犹 回到伯利恒,
before the angel had told him,
在天使指示他们的时间之前就回来,
Jesus' life would be in jeopardy.
耶稣的生命就会受到威胁。
The other thing to note about this,
另外一点,
is that God had provision for Joseph, Mary, and Jesus.
神为约瑟、玛利亚和耶稣有他的供应。
For the Magi offered them gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh.
因为博士把黄金、乳香和没药献给他。
Gold representing his royalty.
黄金代表耶稣的他的尊贵的身份.
Frankincense representing the aroma that God wants to smell that is pleasing to him.
乳香代表神所喜悦的这样的香气.
And myrrh representing his humanity. For myrrh is an embalming agent that is used when a person has died.
而墨药代表他的人性, 因为墨药是当一个人去世的时候, 涂在人身上。
But in this case, the gold, incense, and myrrh,
但在这种情况下, 黄金、乳香和墨药,
were used to provide for Joseph, Mary, and Jesus,
用来供应他们一家人的生活,
during their time in Egypt,
就是在他们在埃及避难的时候的生活。
Notice that God's provision for them was 2 years in the making.
所以我们看见其实神给他们的供应其实两年前就准备好了。
For 2 years earlier, the Magi began their journey with these gifts for this child.
因为两年前,博士们就带着这些礼物从他们的。
And on the very day before,
然后在那一天之前,
was the day that they received what they needed.
在他们离开之前,他们就刚好收到这样的礼物。
So therefore, when we step out in faith,
因此,当我们凭着信心走出去的时候,
God will provide,
我们相信神一定会供应,
but often at the last moment,
但常常是在最后的一刻,
because he wants to understand our heart,
因为神要知道我们的心,
and the fact that we are waiting for him and trusting him,
是不是等待他,是不是真的在信靠他?
This is why Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 tells us to,
这也是箴言第五章,
to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
箴言第三章五到六节就是全心的来信靠神，不靠自己的聪明。
In all your ways acknowledge him.
在你所行的事上都倚靠他。
And he will make your way fast straight.
他会使你走在正路上。
It's the same principle in our life today.
在我们生活中也是同样的这样的一个原则。
As we walk with the Lord.
当我们与主同行的时候。
There are times in our life, there are seasons when he does not show us the end of where we are going.
有时候神并没有让我们看见他要我们去哪里。
Sometimes the journey may be long.
有时候这是一个非常漫长的旅程。
And sometimes the journey may be hard.
也可能是一个非常困难的旅程。
But in the book of Hebrews, he says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
然而在希伯来书中说我永远也不撇弃你，永远也不撇下你。
In verse 15,
在马太福第二章十五节
，We're told he remained there in Egypt until the death of Herod.
说他们就住在那里，直到希律死了。
This was to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet.
是要应验主借先知所说的。
Out of Egypt, I will call my son.
我从埃及召我的儿子出来。
This was so that Jesus could truly relate to the Israelites.
这是说这样的话，耶稣就真的是可以和以色列人们感同身受。
For just as he called the Jews out of Israel, out of Egypt, out of bondage.
就像神把以色列人从埃及为奴之地带领出来。
So also he called his son.
也同样的，他把他的儿子从埃及召出来。
In verse 16,
在十六节
it says when Herod saw that he had been tricked by the Magi,
希律见自己被博士们愚弄了
he became very enraged and sent and slew all the male children who were in Bethlehem and all its vicinity.
就大怒，下令把伯利恒和附近地方两岁以下的小孩全都杀死
From 2 years old and under.To the time which he had learned from the Magi.
就是从他在博士那里听到小孩子出生的消息，这两年之内所有的小孩子。
When a person sins,
当一个人犯罪的时候
it always affects others.
当一个人犯罪的时候，总是会影响他其他的人。
A sin is never just a personal one person sin.
永远不会是一个单独的一个罪人，不是一个独自的一个罪。
A sin always affects others.
罪总是会影响其他的人。
As these magi sought after this one born king of the Jews,
就像这些博士们看到这个做犹太人王的这个婴孩。
So also today, there are those who are willing to seek after that. Actually tells us there are three types of people.
这段经文其实让我们看见有三种不同的人。
There are those like Herod who lived as enemies of the cross.
那些像希律这的人，就是作为神的敌对者。
There are those like the religious leaders who, although they started out seeking after God, seeking to be the shepherd of Israel.
那些像当时宗教领袖的人，虽然他们开始是真的是追求要作为以色列的牧者。
Yet the things of the world.
然而世界上的事情
crept in and stopped them from shepherding the people they should shepherd.
进入他们的心中，阻止了他们成为人的牧人，人的牧者。
And then there are those who are truly wise, like the Magi.
第三种人就是像博士一样，真正有智慧的人。
Those who are willing to give up what they cannot keep.
那些人会献上自己
to gain what they cannot lose.
献上自己所有限的去能够为要能够得到。将来所不会灭亡的。
So the Lord also holds out today His word.
今天神也给我们这本他的话语。
Which tells us about this one born King of the Jews.
告诉我们所有有关这位生来做以色列王的。
All He did and taught.
他的行事，他的所给的教训。
And how He gave Himself for us.
他如何舍命为我们
？Today, he is still reaching out for those who would seek him.
今天他仍然主动的来寻找那些 来寻找他的人。
You may be sitting here today.
也许今天在座的。
And you might have already found this one born in the manger 2,000 years ago.
也许今天我们在座的有人已经找到这位2000年前在马槽中出生的君王。
The Lord exalts us to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
神要我们首先来求他的国度和他的义。
For He promises that just as Joseph and Mary were given the resources when they were needed.
他的应许就是就像约瑟一家神也给他们提供他们所需要的。
So also He will give us what we need.
他也会提供我们所需要的。
He says, "For if God feeds the sparrow,"
经中说，如果神看顾小麻雀
，and you are much more valuable than a sparrow,"
而你们是比麻雀贵重的多
，then He will also take care of you.
他也一样会看顾你。
And but all He says is, "Do not fall into the traps of the devil."
他也说，不要落入魔鬼的陷阱中。
Do not seek after those things of the world.
不要寻求世界和其中的事情。
But walk with Him.
而要与主同行。
Maybe you are here today and you have heard this message.
也许今天在座的已经听到过这样的信息。
I'm sure your pastor has told you over and over.
我相信庄牧师也曾经不止一次的提到过。
And it is the message of the cross.
就是十字架的信息。
For this baby that was born in the manger was born to die.
因为在这位在马槽中出生的婴孩是要在十字架上为我们舍命。
Because we have fallen short of God's expectations.
因为我们都亏欠了神的荣耀。
His standards.
他的标准。
For He gave them to us, they are the Ten Commandments.
就像他给我们的十诫一样。
But if we want to be found righteous on the Ten Commandments,
如果我们要按照十诫被十诫的标准来评估而成为公义的话，
then God says that we must obey them all of the time.
神说我们必须遵守这十条诫命，而且是一直遵守。
And that falling short of one time,
如果我们曾经有一次犯了其中的一条，
is too many.
我们也已经亏欠了神的荣耀。
So therefore, God made a way where there was no way.
因此，神在好像没有道路的地方给我们开出一条道路。
He provided the only way that He could forgive our shortcomings.
他为了要饶恕我们的过犯，提供了唯一的一条出路。
He Himself was the sacrifice.
就是神以他自己作为这样的赎罪祭。
Philippians chapter 2
腓立比书第二章
tells us that one day every knee will bow, every tongue confess.
腓立比中第二章中提到说，有一天万膝将要跪拜，万口将要承认他为主。
That Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God.
万口将要承认他耶稣基督是主，为要彰显父神的荣耀。
He gives us each an opportunity.
他给我们每个人都有一个机会
，a Christmas gift，
一个圣诞的礼物
，one that you can receive that cost you nothing，
你可以免费得到这样的礼物
，for He purchased the price，
因为他已经付了赎价
，and He offers it to you and me，
他把这样的礼物给你和我
，but just as this book does not become yours unless you reach out and take it。
就像这本圣经，如果你不把它接过来，不把它打开，就不会成为你的。
So also this gift of forgiveness.
同样的道理，这个饶恕我们罪这样的一个礼物
，does not become yours unless you reach out and take it.
除非你伸出手接受它，它就不会成为是你的。
He said he came unto his own, but his own did not receive him.
经常说他来到自己的人中间，自己的人反倒不接待他。
But yet to all who receive him, all who call on his name.
但是对所有的愿意接受他、愿意呼求他的名字的人，
He gives the right to become the children of God.
他给我们这样的权利，能够成为神的儿女。
Not by a man's will or a father's will.
不是因为别人的意愿，或者是我们父母亲的意愿。
But by the will of God.
而是因为神有这样的意愿。
Could I ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes?
可以请大家一同，我们低头一同祷告。
To receive this Christmas gift that the Lord offers,
我要接受这样一份 神给我们的圣诞礼物。
Romans chapter 10 tells us that we must believe in our heart.
罗马书第十章说我们必须从心里相信。
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
And confess with our tongue that he raised him from the dead.
口里承认神把他从死里复活。
He says that if we ask him to forgive us,
他说如果我们求神
of our sins and transgressions,
求神饶恕我们的罪行
and ask his blood to be shed upon us,
求神有他的宝血来遮盖我们
and for Jesus to come into our heart,
请求耶稣基督进入我们心中
that we shall be forgiven,
我们就会被饶恕
You can do that with this prayer, Father our God in heaven,
我们在做这样的祷告我们在天上的父
I know that my sins have caused me to be separated from you.
我知道我的罪使我和你分开
I know that there is nothing on my own that I could do.
我知道靠我自己我不能做任何事情
Because I would have to do better than the Ten Commandments.
因为我必须要超越十诫
But Father, I know also that you sent that child.
父神，我也知道你使这个婴孩降生
2,000 years ago
2,000之年前降生
The one born king of the Jews
生下来要做 犹太人王的这一位
To be a sacrifice for us
成为我们的赎罪祭
That you might provide a way where there is no way
在无可指望的时候你给我们开了一条出路
That you might offer unto us eternal life
你让我们可以因此而得到永恒的生命
In heaven with you
在天家与你在一起
And so I ask, Father, that you would forgive me my sins.
主啊，我们就求主饶恕我们一切的过犯
My shortcomings.
我们一切不足之处
And Father, that your Son Jesus would come into my heart.
我们恳求耶稣基督能够进入我们的心中
To be my Lord and Savior.
成为我的救主
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible teaches that in 1 John 5, That if you believe in your heart that you ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior,
经上约翰一书第五章教导我们说
that you can know that you have eternal life.
当我们呼求耶稣基督成为我们的救主，我们就可以有这样的信心，说我们能够有永恒的生命。
Not that you can think so or hope so.
不是我们认为或者我们希望
but you can know so.
而是我们可以确知。
Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak.
谢谢大家今天给我这样的机会来这里讲道。
Thank you. You did an excellent job.